you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to continue our 2016-2017 season wrap-up interviews for the high school basketball season today here on Drive Time Sports. We'll talk Emory boys basketball. Of course, their season came to an end this past Saturday as they knocked off South Sevier, who held the number one ranking in the 2A classification going into the state tournament, and the boys did it in really dominating fashion. Joining us right now to talk a bit about the state tournament and the season as a whole, we have head coach Todd Jeffs. Coach, as always, I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Hey, good to be back on, Jordan. You know, to wrap this year up, exciting time of year to be done with it and be looking forward, but a disappointing time of year also, looking back on what could have been.
Yeah, you know, it's always sad for me, Coach, when we get to the end of the basketball season. I love Emory High School basketball so much. It's so fun to be a part of it, that when the season comes to an end, you look back on the on what was a very special year, to say the least, and when it's over, I think even more so it's sad that, okay, there's no more basketball on Wednesdays and Friday nights. Sometimes that's even harder to swallow than not winning a state championship, at least in my mind.
Well, it is for me. I like coaching basketball, and I love being around these kids so much that the end of the season brings back some sad memories, because you're not going to be in the gym with those kids next week, and just kind of it comes around every year, and every year it's tough to swallow, and so I'm proud of these kids. I'm proud of what they did this year and proud of their accomplishments, and we're really going to miss those four seniors.
Yeah, they have definitely become kind of a staple of this program. I mean, it's crazy to think that their careers are over. It seems like just yesterday, Bodie was knocking down a game-winning shot in the quarterfinals against Summit Academy, and Kobe and Colton were, really important parts for you guys in a state championship against Manti. And I think, the difficult part about high school sports is you always say, okay, well, there's next year. Before you know it, there is no more next year, and that's where we're at with this group of seniors. It's sad to say goodbye to them.
Well, it really is, and they're just such quality kids and such good examples around the school and for what they do for our school and for our program is just invaluable, it's just a great bunch of kids that we're really going to miss.
Let's talk about how you guys ended the season, Coach. You did end with a victory, knocked off South Sevier in the consolation game. Really mind-blowing that was the consolation contest. You know, typically I'm not too high on the fifth-place game, but look, at the beginning of the tournament, if someone would have told me South Sevier and Emory in the fifth-place contest, I'd have been all over it because I just didn't expect it. I thought maybe that was a state championship contest. At the very least, these two teams are playing for third place. But nonetheless, we got to see this matchup once again, and you guys played a stellar contest.
Well, I thought, just like you said, that very easily could have been a state championship game. You know, had things gone different for each of us the first night. But, that consolation bracket is kind of a two-edged sword. You feel horrible after losing that first game, but then, you gain a little momentum and feel pretty good about yourself after a couple of games like that. And so I thought offensively we played real well, and defensively we were incredible. I thought, Easton Gordon's defense on that baseline was just huge, and took their best scorer, the Barton kid, kind of out of the game. He wasn't much of a factor at all offensively, and so I thought our defense was really good, especially for not having a few days to prepare for him. But we went out and really locked him up. Colby was huge again, and we really missed Bodie at the point guard, that he's been there for so long and been such a big part of us, but his knee injury didn't allow him to play. But I thought Kyson stepped in and did a nice job too. So, Colton Butler with his hand situation, I thought he showed a lot of courage throughout the weekend, just getting out there and playing and doing what he could do. And Zach finally got on court there that last game. And so, made some three-point shots that loosened things up for us, and that's huge for us when he can do that. It really, really helps everybody else out.
I talked to Kyson Stilson following the win over South Sevier, and he said, this is a very important win for the underclassmen because it kind of helps set the stage for us next season. It gives us something to smile about and something to look forward to. Obviously, it's important for those kids to end with a win. I mean, typically only three teams get to end their season with a victory, and Emory was one of them.
Well, it's, you know, like I say, it was a good win for us. That's a quality program, and they have such a strong tradition basketball-wise, and for us to manhandle them like we did, I was really proud of our kids.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sporting Boys basketball team. Coach, if we go back and we look at how you guys were dropped to the consolation bracket, a loss to North Summit, a lead, I believe, by four, if I remember right, with about a minute, 55 seconds, something around there to play in the contest, and things just kind of went south from that point on. You go back and you can play the what-ifs in that contest, but nonetheless, it was a very exciting game, and it was well played by both teams. It just seems like in the final minute, things went completely against us in every possible way.
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. I don't think we played real well, especially offensively, the entire game, but you know, we made a great comeback, and we took that four-point lead, and I thought things were really in our favor. The momentum had shifted, and we were really doing some nice things. And then, like you said, it just, like the switch went off, and it wasn't our guys. Our guys were playing hard and doing things. It's a few unfortunate fouls that, you know, weren't called in our favor and were called in North Summit's favor, and two huge foul outs with Kobe and Kyson there at the end of the game, and that really hurt us. And then, you know, our lack, once Kobe went out, our lack of ability to get a rebound, I think, you know, we saw Colton trying and making a valiant effort for some of those rebounds, but one-handed, that's tough. And they're a big physical team, and they really, really got a hold of some of those rebounds and did something with them. And, you know, I think there were, in that stretch, there were two missed free throws that we should have that rebound, and they get it and score on both of those, and just ate up our lead in a hurry and really changed the tides of that, the end of that game.
It's always difficult to kind of predict how a team is going to respond in the tournament when you lose a game in the quarterfinals and you have to drop to the consolation game. I thought this team would respond well because I think these are character kids. I've thought that for the last 3 years. These are kids that love to play the game of basketball. But were you concerned about that at all, Coach, following the loss to North Summit, about how the team would perform against South Summit?
No, I was really concerned. You know, like you said, you hope for the best. You know, they're quality kids, and they're going to go out and compete, but you know, that was a good South Summit team we beat in a real physical battle, and you know, just to see our kids, you know, bounce back and respond, and another really good game in the state tournament. You know, a two-point win, and you know, went right down to the wire, and I was glad to see our guys respond and do what they did in that game.
When you go back, Coach, and you look at the season as a whole, is there a particular moment that'll stand out to you? I mean, that victory against Grand is one that stands out to me from the broadcast booth. The tension in the building and the physicality of the game and clinching, you know, the third straight region crown with that victory, that's kind of one that stands out to me. What about you? What do you remember most about this year and something that you'll look back on and remember with a smile?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the game you brought out with Grand was huge. That was a big atmosphere in a small gym that was just, you know, almost rabid, and a physical game that not a lot was being called either way. And I thought our kids really responded there and you know, lock up that region championship there was really good. You know, a game that I won't remember fondly, but I think that we grew from more than any other game this year was the loss to Carvin. You know, I thought we were almost a little bit complacent going into that game and just kind of thinking we were all that, and I think that loss really changed our focus, and our practices and our improvement was much better there after that loss. And so, you know, it's hard to lose a game, but I think a lot of times you learn a whole lot more after a loss than you do some wins. And so I thought that was kind of a pivotal point in our season as well.
What did you say to the seniors, Coach, the last time you got to talk to them?
It's rough. I'll tell you, you know, that's the toughest thing each year I go through in coaching is just walking away, knowing that that's the last time you're going to get to see those kids play and perform. And you know, those seniors have been such a big part of our program for 3 years. And just to have to say goodbye and to walk out of that gym knowing that's the last time you're going to be part of what they've brought to the table, and it's very emotional, very difficult time.
No, I can't imagine it as a coach, because in the broadcast booth, I know Scott and I both kind of teared up a little bit when you called that final timeout of that game against South Sevier and brought the seniors out. I mean, that was a tough moment.
Yeah, it really was. You know, those kids, they've given everything possible, you know, to this program and to basketball, and done everything that they've been asked, plus more. And you know, I really felt for Bodie not being, you know, part of that group coming off the court at that time. You know, even though he was there on the bench and part of it, it's a little bit different, you know, coming that way. But, you know, so much pride and so much good things to say about those kids.
Before we end, Coach, we got to talk about what's next for this team. I mean, Kyson Stilson obviously is going to be a bright spot for this squad for the next couple of years. How do you feel the program is set up moving forward, losing these four seniors?
Well, it's going to be a drastically different team. You know, we've got Easton Gordon coming back that started every game for us this year and was so huge on defense. I mean, he just really, you know, created some trouble for a lot of our opponents, and I think he was in the top five in the state in steals, and so we've got him coming back, and he's a tremendous shooter that we can, you know, really count on to put the ball in the basket and stretch some defenses, and he'll obviously take a much bigger role going forward. Kyson Stilson had a great tournament, state tournament, and I think he'll be a big factor. Keaton McDermott, that we, you know, we counted on JV-wise this year for a lot of scoring, is going to be a big factor as well. And then, you know, from there on out, the freshman, Brax Jensen, I thought he came in and gave us a good boost and some good minutes at times. And then, you know, Ty Butler is really solid, and then a great shooter and some size. And then Cody Wilstead, that, you know, got robbed of the entire year with an ACL injury, just came back the last three or four games for us. So, you know, we've got a really nice bunch of guys coming back that, you know, we've got to put the work in and do some work defensively, especially. I think offensively we'll be really good. We've got a lot of weapons. Defensively is where those kids really got to come a long way between now and next November.
Coach, again, I'm sad to see the basketball season come to an end. I always look forward to our weekly conversations. Thank you so much for always taking out the time to join us on air.
Hey, thank you, Jordan, and thank you for everything you do. You make such a quality radio program and support for our program and everything we do, and your support is just invaluable to us.
Oh, I appreciate the compliment. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team. We're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this.